Advocate Musa.
I'm well, thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I don't know how are you?
Thank you very much. I last saw you on the JSC.
Yes. hopefully, if all goes well, we may see each other again in October.
Yes, keep noting, keep noting. Good afternoon to everybody. Let's welcome our guests, the team led by Advocate Musa. We will be listening on the disciplinary issues. With specific reference to the magistrate, the chief magistrate of Kempton Park. I think now the time to your team. We will now hand over to you to give us the briefing. Members, the discussion on this report is set down for the date of the 9th. So today is the briefing from Advocate Musa. Over to you, Advocate Musa.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Good afternoon, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee. This afternoon, we have the briefing of the Magistrate Ms. Judy van Schalkwyk, Chief Magistrate, Subcluster Head, Kempton Park, Johannesburg. I'm just, for the purposes of good order and just to refresh the memory of the honorable members, I just want to give you a brief background and then I can tell you how far we are and where we are at the moment. So you'll recall, honorable members, that Ms. Judy van Schalkwyk was charged for misconduct and she was previously suspended from office on the 4th of June, 2013. That's approximately 8 years ago that Ms. van Schalkwyk was suspended from office. And you'll also remember and recall that the Magistrates Commission appeared before the Honorable Committee in order to request that her remuneration be provisionally withheld, and which request was during 2017 acceded to. On the 2nd of October 2018, Ms. Judy van Schalkwyk's disciplinary proceedings commenced, and 24 years later, Ms. van Schalkwyk was convicted of 13 counts of misconduct of the cumulative 20 sanction of dismissal on the 2nd of October 2020. Once the sanction was in fact provided to the Magistrates Commission, Ms. van Schalkwyk then submitted her representations on the sanction within obviously the timelines that were required, and the matter was duly considered by the Magistrates Commission. And I pause to mention, honorable members, that this consideration was done obviously in the absence of the executive and the members of parliament. Having considered the judgment of Mr. Maraj, the Magistrates Commission, the commissioners were split in terms of the support of the sanction of dismissal. And I want to indicate that of the 18 commissioners that were involved in the deliberation of the sanction, 70%, which is true that the sanction to be supported, and some of the commissioners raised the concern that they did not want to in fact support the findings on the charges based on the fact that some of these matters related to the activities of JUASA. However, some of the commissioners were of the view that, in fact, the sanction of removal from office was extremely in the circumstances, and that she, in fact, to an extent, be demoted to the exclusion of dismissal. However, the majority of the commissioners had aligned themselves with the finding of the presiding officer that she be removed from the office. And therefore, the commission then requested the Honorable Minister to take the relevant steps to implement the decision of the presiding officer, which is supported by the commission. The Honorable Minister then, the letter was drafted to the Honorable Minister on the 17th of March, 2021. And pursuant thereto, the report to the minister was furnished to the offices of the ministry by Mr. Mayor. essentially, the minister, after having considered the documents and considered the entire matter on the 27th of July 2021, confirmed the suspension of Ms. Van Schalkwyk from office, and then presented the report as required by Section 13(4)(b) of the Magistrates Act to Parliament for consideration. But subsequent or pursuant to the report being presented to Parliament on the 27th of July 2021, certain events, in fact, came to the fore, which obviously I will respectfully request that the honorable members of the committee would have to carefully apply their mind to. And to that extent, the following transpired, that on the 21st of May 2021, Ms. Van Schalkwyk then brought review proceedings in the Gauteng Local Division, Johannesburg, and the three respondents being, one, the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, two, the Magistrates Commission, and three, the presiding officer. Now, what I would like to perhaps specifically and succinctly bring to the attention of the Honorable Chairperson and the members' application, I want to firstly draw the first committee, and that is the Magistrates Commission and the decision to suspend as Office of the Magistrates Commission, as well as the Ministry in Pretoria. And the one challenge or one anomaly that I've picked up by looking at the review application is that the review application, in fact, has been issued out of the Gauteng Local Division. So the review application should, in fact, have been issued out of the Gauteng Division, which is Pretoria, because the Magistrates Commission, as well as the Ministry, are located in Pretoria. But I'd like the committee to apply their mind to. The second aspect that I want to draw the committee's attention to is that from a reading of the review application, that despite the fact that the Honourable Minister is cited as the first respondent, no relief is being sought against the first respondent. The only relief that is being sought is that against the Magistrates Commission, as well as the third respondent, the presiding officer. Now, that creates a little bit of an anomaly, to the extent that if there is no, or despite the fact that the ministry or the honorable minister is cited as the first respondent and no relief is being sought against the honorable minister, the question that begs to be asked is then, is Parliament not entitled to then proceed in the absence of any relief being sought against the minister, which confirms her suspension from office, and obviously a recommendation for the removal from office? So that is the one scenario you have. And against that background, the practical consideration that one needs to take into account is the fact that there is a review application sitting now in respect of the decision of the second or the third respondent, more especially and the second respondent, with the removal from office, the position simply would her rescue. I don't know, Honorable Chairperson, if I need be to traverse the lengthy delays in this particular matter, but I think the record will speak for itself that we are now 8 years down the line. But it is trite that she has the right to, in fact, take the matter on review, albeit that she could have done this a long time ago. But again, there's been a systematic delay in that. So the position very simply will be, in the main, one would obviously have to apply one's mind as to whether a postponement of these deliberations and proceedings would be justified in the circumstances. and against that background, as to whether the fact that the no relief is being sought against the minister and the minister's report then stands unchallenged in respect of the confirmation of suspension from office as well as a removal, as to whether then Parliament would want to proceed. So that is where we are at the moment, Honourable Chairperson. My knee-jerk reaction in the matter would be that perhaps no prejudice would be suffered if the reviewing court is given an opportunity to be able to apply its mind to the review in this particular matter. I believe that would be just and fair and equitable in the circumstances, and that I perhaps would ask the chairperson and the members of the committee to carefully apply their mind in that regard, despite the fact that this matter has been delayed over a number of years, despite the fact that even the Supreme Court of Appeal and the High Court has ruled against Ms. van Schalkwyk on three separate occasions where there are three cost orders against her. But I believe in the interests of justice and fairness, one should in fact grant a postponement of these deliberations pending the outcome of the review application. Perhaps I may be bold enough to request the Honourable Chairperson, I don't know, or if part of the response from the committee would be that the review should be in fact finalized as soon as possible. I don't want the review for us to be sitting here ad infinitum waiting for the review to be finalized. You'll also remember and recall, Honourable Chairperson and members, that Ms. van Schalkwyk is 60 years old at the moment. Her normal retirement age would be 65, but there would be nothing preventing her from bringing an application to the Honourable Minister to in fact allow her to go on early retirement. So I am of the respectful view that this is one of those matters, with the intervention of your committee, Honourable Chairperson, that we should try and expedite the review. And once the review is then finalized, at least justice would have been done on all sides. So that's where we are at, and that's what I'm asking the Honourable Committee this afternoon, to perhaps apply its mind to carefully perhaps maybe allowing a postponement of the deliberations pending the outcome of the review.
Thank you very much, Advocate Musa. My apologies, members. I think we received a letter from the magistrate's lawyers. I think it's Dr. Attenis, asking us that we must stay the matter until the review application is heard. I might have just forgotten to ask the committee secretary to distribute the letter. My apologies, members, but the committee secretary, if you can circulate the letter. We have heard what Advocate Mosta from the Magistrate Commission and his team have said. Comments, members? Honorable Horn.
Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon to colleagues and the delegation from the Magistrates Commission. Chair, what has been circulated to us as well, which I think is very relevant, is the legal advice from the legal advisors of Parliament in respect of a matter dealt with in 2017, and where the advice was actually quite clear, to the extent that in the absence of a court order preventing Parliament from dealing with the matter, and in the absence of the Speaker of Parliament being cited as a party to the matter, and as I say, while simultaneously obtaining an interim order preventing us from finalizing the matter, there's also an argument to be made out that we are under an obligation to finalize the matter. That, of course, doesn't mean necessarily, in my view, that we are under an obligation to deal with it on an urgent basis. But I would be from our side, I think we would be very hesitant to park this matter, put it on ice, pending the review application. And Advocate Musa refers.
Recording in progress.
Mechanism to expedite it, what the likelihood is of it being dealt with then within a specific time period. So I think that is a matter we must first consider as a committee, our duties and obligations, specifically in the circumstances where we are merely faced, and I've not, as you indicated, Chair, had sight of the letter, but specifically in the circumstances where we are not barred, legally speaking, from finalizing the matter. Not be subject ourselves to a situation where we could be accused of dragging our feet while
My apologies, members. I wanted to inform you that Honorable Chair, on your appointment, the whip of the ANC in this committee.
Thank you, Chair. I thought Werner Horn and Glenis Breitenbach knew that already, but let me proceed.
I don't know who told them, but you may proceed.
Yeah. No, Chair, I want to echo and follow Honorable Horn, because I, at this stage, I'm not coming in to indicate a particular position. It's just a query, Chair, on Advocate Musa in the form of clarity, because one, I note the legal opinion that we have received. At the same time, I am also of the view that as things are, unless there are more facts presented in front of us, nothing, especially given not only the history of Ms. van Schalkwyk, but the history of disciplinary processes in the magistrate that takes so long. One is very allergic to anything that that postpones a matter when you have no reason to do that. But I will come back to that. But the clarity I wanted for him, because he has said there will be no harm if we await the review. I would have loved him to go to the other side and indicate to us whether what harm would there be if we proceed, given the fact that nothing bars us legally from proceeding. He's not gone to that side. And in him not doing that, it doesn't help, because it can come across, Advocate Musa, that you might not necessarily, for whatever reason, what you're presenting have looked at all the sides, and that you come in front of us with a particular view in the exclusion of the other. So It would be very interesting for me, for him to explain that. But I would want to come back, Chair, because I'm of the very firm view that unless extraordinary facts are given to us as to why we should delay, I'm very allergic to do that. And maybe Advocate Musa can assist when he responds in this way. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nivod Trachans.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good afternoon to everybody. I don't want to take the committee back. However, I just would like to understand the 8 years that it has taken to get this far. And also, I mean, we really would not want to then delay to 10 years, you know, instead of 8, make it 10 years or whatever the case may be. But just to refresh my memory. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Master Kwajele.
So, Chair, thank you very much, Chairperson. I think congratulations in order, Chair, for our whip, as you have already indicated. But on this matter, Chairperson, I wanted to find out from Advocate Musa that much as he motivated and gave us a view on this matter, also giving us whatever facts to motivate for us to stay the matter for until it is the court finalized with this matter. Did he consider the integrity of this committee, which is the integrity of the parliament, when it comes to the duties that we need to dispatch as a committee, that what is this going to do to us, since this matter, Chairperson, from our side, we are not obliged to take any other view except the view of continuing and do our work in line with the advice from our legal team. I wanted to find out from him that did he consider that, because when I was reading all the circumstances surrounding this matter, I think I just felt, put myself in a position of the president of this country, that we are really at heart at work in trying to bring back the integrity of our government when it comes to such issues in cleaning our institutions. I want to find out from him that did he maybe at some point thought about that, Chair? That's all that I wanted to do. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Jere, Advocate Musa.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. If you
maybe before you proceed, I take it that the absence of this magistrate from work creates more work for other magistrates who are in that court, because you have one person down who was supposed to have done some cases. So that is. That is really unfair unto those magistrates who have to do more because one person is out.
Yes, I'll deal with that. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. You'll remember when I, in fact, addressed the committee initially, I indicated that my knee-jerk reaction would be perhaps to consider the review application. But having said that, you'll remember and recall at the outset, I indicated that firstly, there is, although the minister has been cited, no relief has been sought against the minister. So in my view, there is no bar for one to be able to proceed on the report of the minister in this particular matter. But I just, if you permit me, I'd just like to answer each of the queries that were raised now, just overall then close it up. Honorable Horn wanted to find out as to how long the review process and proceedings would take. My understanding currently is that the Magistrates Commission would have to finalize an affidavit, an opposing affidavit in the review application. And once that is filed, then the review application will be able to set down. And to that extent, if it is so required for the purpose of the deliberation, I'm quite happy to revert post-haste to give perhaps a time frame as to how long this would take in order just to answer Honorable Horn's question. In terms of what the Honorable Member Jianxi has requested as to what harm would be suffered, yes, that is absolutely correct. In fact, I do apologize. I should have, in fact, indicated that at the outset. The challenge we are having currently is that you will remember that Ms. van Schalkwyk was the chief magistrate at Kempton Park. So currently, she has been occupying that post and we are unable to fill that post. So that is the harm that we are facing currently. And that the longer that it may take, the longer that post will not get filled. So that is something that needs to be taken into account as well. In fact, the Honorable Member, Dr. Niebuhr, had asked as to what has transpired in the period of 8 years. I think just to give a proper background and perspective to the Honorable Members, I perhaps will just hand over to Mr. Mayor, who will just take you through the period of the 8 years and as to how the matter was delayed, not by the Magistrates Commission, but by specifically the conduct of Ms. van Schalkwyk. So Mr. Mayor, can you perhaps please just assist, with your permission, Honorable Chairperson, if I can ask Mr. Mayor just to assist.
Thank you very much, Advocate Musa. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and members. Ms. van Schalkwyk was charged in 2013. Shortly thereafter, she took the decision of the whole procedure, which has been followed and has been enacted by the Act and Code of Conduct and the regulations of judicial officers in the lower courts, on review to, she actually challenged the constitutionality of the regulations and the Code of Conduct in the High Court. Now, the High Court in 2015 dismissed her application with costs. She then appealed to the full bench. This was also dismissed with costs. And then she approached the Supreme Court of Appeal. Now, that took about 4 years of the 8 years. So immediately after the SCA judgment was reported, we commenced with the disciplinary inquiry. So that was actually she on numerous occasions changed legal attorneys, whereafter she, at the end, ultimately, she elected to present her case herself. Now, I will say that the judgment was already, and the sanction was imposed on the 2nd of October last year. We're almost a year later. And the commission considered the matter in March, and the report was filed with the minister's office, and it has now eventually been tabled. So that took the delay, and a number of witnesses were called, and the matter was a bit complicated. There's a lot of documentary evidence which was presented at the tribunal. A lot of witnesses were called. She called a few witnesses, but she doesn't testify herself. So in the event, the ultimate event is that she has been found guilty only after a number of years, yes, in 2020. I think that's, if that concludes my... Oh, Chairperson?
You are muted.
Chairperson? Sorry, may I just add something about Advocate Musa? Chairperson, the post in Kempton Park is now an acting Chief Magistrate. So it has a an effect on the fiscal. Just want to add that.
Mr. Mayor, you are muted.
Yeah, I think your bandwidth gave you problems.
Yes, it was Mr. Mayor was actually audible and he concluded.
Oh, so Honorable Mola has transferred his problems to me now.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. May I continue?
Yes, please.
Thank you. So you will again, I go back again to the point that I had made initially, that my knee-jerk reaction was to perhaps apply one's mind to a postponement. But you have two scenarios that I ask the Honorable Committee to take into account. One is that there has been a delay in the filing of the review application. Two, that the review application has been filed in the wrong jurisdiction, that is in the Gauteng Local Division, Johannesburg, and not the Gauteng Division, Pretoria. Three, the Honorable Minister, who has been cited as the first respondent, no relief is being sought against him. Four, no relief is being sought or interdict is being sought against Parliament from proceeding in respect of finalizing this particular matter. So these are all the various aspects. And lastly, the opinion, as you are full well aware, allows and entitles Parliament to be able to proceed with the matter. So you have that on the one hand completely. And on the other hand, you have a review application. And at the end of the day, The only positive for the review application is to say that now we are taking the matter on review. However, if you look at the review application, they do not really take the court into their confidence properly to explain the unnecessary delays. And I align myself with Honorable Maseko Jere regarding the integrity of the committee. I have taken that into consideration. That is why at the outset when I addressed the committee, I succinctly drew the committee's attention to all these various anomalies on the one side, and on the other side, we only have a review application. On the face of it, there's absolutely no bar, as I see it, from the documents that are before me, the legal opinion, to prevent Parliament from, in fact, proceeding and taking a decision in respect of this particular matter. On the other hand, we have the review application. I, unfortunately, as I sit now, and am unable to, in fact, commit to an absolute time frame. But if the committee so requires, I'm happy to at least give feedback in writing by at least tomorrow and indicate as to how long this process could take if the committee so wishes and desires for me to report back on. So if one balances the two, it's clear that there's nothing really preventing Parliament from proceeding in this particular matter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Janji, do you want, your hands is up, do you want to come back?
Yes, Chair, if you allow, if you give me that permission.
Please proceed.
No, thank you very much, Chair, and thanks for assisting us with that critical question that you raised. I think it has helped me. Let me thank Advocate Musa and Mr. Mayor for their responses. Chair, from the outset, I want to suggest, Chair, that on the available evidence in front of us that we should proceed with our actions as the National Assembly. And I'm raising that because initially Advocate Musa would have nudged us, would have wanted to persuade us to await the review, and she anchored that argument on the interest of justice. That was his main anchor of that. And I want to take that, because when you delve into that, when you take that quite clearly, the weight does not and cannot fall on the interest of justice for Ms. Van Schalkwyk, given the fact that 8 years has elapsed with us exercising that caution, 8 years. And your question has exposed something, because if you're looking at the administration of justice, the prolonging of this case certainly does not help to address that question. But then the interest of justice here, if we are to look into that, you already have a limited capacity in the Magistrate Commission. Honorable Horn, Advocate Musa knows that for a fact. And for all of these years, you had this acting capacity. And if you extend that, it would say to you, the kind of justice that was meted to communities is not what it should have been, given those kind of capacities that incapacities that you have. But second, in relation to Mr. Horn's question, I want to say, even without waiting for Mr. Advocate Musa to come back, because he knows, I know, Honorable Horn knows that, in fact, when we had a workshop on the 30th of October 2020, we're discussing the state of the Magistrate Commission, that critical unit that he is part of, together with Mr. Mayor, became clear that so much needs to be done to capacitate that, to give them more legs and warm bodies, because they are overwhelmed by the kind of, because that unit, that division, ethics division, if I'm correct, we have resolved to say what kind of, even if it's temporary or medium kind of capacity that it needs. And therefore, there can't be any guarantee that he can provide, that the process can be fast-tracked. It's just not possible. That can be done at the expense of another important case. And I wouldn't want us to even give him that kind of an opportunity to go and come back and tell us, because as commissioners of the Magistrate Commission, we know the state of affairs, which is what that is happening there. So I would not be persuaded, would not be impressed about that at all. And so I think the issue of the impact on the cluster in terms of fiscal practicalities weighs very heavy in my mind, Chair. And for that reason, given also the absence of any other convincing argument in front of us, backed by our own legal opinion, also his own report about the decision of the commission on this issue, I certainly have no reason to want us to delay this any further. So that's really what I wanted to put forward, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chanje. Honorable Mola.
Well, thank you very much, Chair. Honorable Chanje has covered a lot of ground in terms of what I wanted to submit as well. Advocate Musa calls the conduct and the behavior of the magistrate in question unnecessary delays. I think we should call it deliberate delaying tactics that are as means to bar and prevent the relevant institutions that are supposed to attend to the matter from doing so. So it's one unacceptable behavior and an unacceptable conduct from a judicial officer. We should not even attempt to allow it. Fortunately, Advocate Musa is saying there is nothing as things stand apart from the process Magistrate Skalvig has engaged on. But there is nothing that prevents us as Parliament from proceeding with our own process. So I wish to echo and support the submissions of Honorable Gyanti that we should indeed proceed with our own process. What we have evidence that we have is evidentiary enough for us to proceed. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ngola. Advocate Musa.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The last thing that I just wanted to perhaps, with your permission, just draw the attention of the committee to is that I understand and appreciate that they perhaps may have not had sight of the letter from the attorney dated the 19th of August 2021. But I'd just like you to read paragraph 5 to you and make a comment thereon. It says, paragraph 5, we accordingly on an urgent basis request you to confirm, 1, receipt of this correspondence, and 2, that the decision to remove our client from office will be held in abeyance pending the outcome of our client's review application. So essentially, except for asking for an indulgence in the form of correspondence, there is no legal process before this particular committee to prevent it from taking a decision and proceeding with the matter. So accordingly, as I understand it, on the face of the evidence before the committee, there is absolutely no bar to prevent it from conducting its order of business and finalizing the matter at hand. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Advocate Musa. Once again, I think my apologies, members. The letter will be circulated today to members. Yesterday, you received the legal opinion from Advocate Adikare. We will finalize the matter, which means adoption of the report, because I think we are in agreement that we need to proceed on the 9th of September. After that, it will go to the House for adoption. Is that in order, members?
Yes,
agreed,
Chair.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Yes, Chair, yes.
Thank you very much. I think the matter has been dispensed with. So we will meet again on the 8th or the 9th of September to finalize the matter before it goes to the House for the final adoption. Thank you very much, Advocate Musa, Mr. Mayor, and to your team for the information and for the guidance given. Thank you very much, members. We will meet next week.
Thank you.
We will meet somewhere.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Jay, tell the new whip we must attend more regular now.
That's a bleep, Werner. That's a bleep, Werner.
From our side, we will monitor your attendance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, members.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.